message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Our God always wants to take us to a new realm in life. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, but the path of the just is like what? It's like the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. But the path that is your path, say my path, is like a shining light that shineth more and more, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. And what is that perfect day? That perfect day is today. Praise the Lord. You know, if you look at your Bible very well, that is there is in italics. So if you remove it, that's an addition. But the path of the just, like the path of the just, like, that is your path is to shine. You are meant to shine. You are meant to dominate. You are meant to rule. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we have another version of that particular scripture. Media, do you have another version? There's something I want to point out here for us. I want you to know that God wants you to enjoy new realms, new heights, new dominion, new victories, new dominion, new heights. Hallelujah. God does not want your life to be stagnated. He does not want you to remain at a particular position. God wants you to expand. God wants you to enlarge. The path of the just is like the light of the dawn. Can you see that? Shining brighter and brighter. You see, when the day breaks, it keeps getting what? Brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. God hates stagnancy. God hates that you be in the same position and you are not changing, you are not moving. God wants you to move forward. God wants you to go higher. God wants you to expand. God wants your course to be enlarged. Your course will be enlarged in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 43. The Bible says in verse 18, remember not the what? The former things. Do not remember the former things. Remember not the former things. Neither consider the things of old. Verse 19. He said, what something? He said, he will do something. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? God wants to do something new. I will make a way even in the wilderness. For you, the wilderness will become an express road. I say your wilderness will become an express road. Your desert will be full of rivers. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants you to access new realm. And power to access this new realm is essential. It's essential that you carry power to access new realm. You cannot change your status or your level if you are not empowered. And that's what we have come to do these next 3 days. Today, tomorrow, and next tomorrow. We are going to come to receive power. You know, there's one song we used to sing in those days. He has come to unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come to our Father. We have come to renew strength. Is that it? Did I get it? I got it. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, we have come to renew strength. So these next few days, you are going to renew strength. And it's a pity a lot of people are not here now. So tell them tomorrow, they need to be here. To be empowered. Hallelujah. When a police officer stops a vehicle, a police officer could be looking like Slengo. You know people they call Slengo? Eh? And it could be big, fat, so people that are big. Eh? It is not his shape or his look that makes you to press your brake when he does like this. It's not his look or his stature. It is the uniform that is wearing. That uniform confers on him power to stop you. So when he says stop, if you like be Dangote, you will stop. Hello? You stop. You will stop. You just have to stop. It is not his size, but the power that he carries. I pray for someone tonight. You are going to carry power that will terrify the enemy after these 3 days in the name of Jesus. I say you will carry a power that will terrify every of your enemies in the name of Jesus. You will carry power that will subdue every forces challenging your advancement and your moving to a higher height in the name of Jesus. What is power? Power is the dynamic ability to make a change. What is power? Power is a dynamic ability to make a change. Dynamic ability. You know, in physics, we have kinetic energy and what? Potential energy. Potential energy is latent. It's not active. A kinetic is in motion. It's positive. It's the power that moves. See, when you give your life to Christ, you have received potential power. Potential energy, potential force of the living God is deposited in you. But when you get the understanding of what you carry and you begin to deploy it in faith, it moves from potential to kinetic. And you begin to create work. And you begin to do things. You will do great things in the name of Jesus. I say you will do great things this month in the name of Jesus. The ability to do something or get something done is called power. The ability to do something or get something done is called power. Sometimes if you have enough power, you don't need to be the one doing the thing. You command people or some things and they will do the thing. Praise the Lord. You know, the bulldozer, as big as it is, either D6 or D8, as big as the dozer is, the dozer is useless until somebody begins to operate it. As mammoth and gigantic it is. But when one slango man enters and cranks the engine and put it into motion and put it against a massive wall or a massive tree or whatsoever, the thing bulldozes it because there is something in it that is the power that is in the engine. But that power is not active until a man gets it into motion. Until you get the power of God that has been deposited in you into motion, that power will avail nothing. The dozer will be there until somebody gets it to work. And when it begins to work, I don't think there's any Iroko tree that can stand before a D8. I don't think there, even a D6. I don't think there's any. It will bulldoze it. And that is how you will bulldoze away every obstacle blocking your way to exploit in the name of Jesus. So how do you crank this power? How do you ignite it? You do that by prayer. How to access power for new realms and new height, a higher height, is by prayer. 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 Number one is prayer. Prayer is essential to break forth into a new realm. Only the prayerful can truly become powerful. Only the prayerful can truly become powerful in life and in destiny. All prayerless Christians will become stagnant rich Christians. If you are a prayerless Christian, you will become stagnant rich Christian. And anything that is stagnant does what? Water that is stagnant does what? It stinks. It stinks. It's not good for use. You will not be a stagnant Christian in the name of Jesus. Stagnation will not work against you in the name of Jesus. No one can go forward beyond the level of his or her prayer in life. The more you can pray and pray right, the more you access power and speed. We cannot get out of life more than what we are willing to put into life. You cannot get out of life more than what you are willing to put into it. Life will not give you anything cheap or easy. You have to put a demand on life. You have to put a demand on life. As a student, you want to pass out with first class or with minimum of 2-1. And you say, my pastor has prophesied. My pastor, in fact, after Pastor Moshe B prayed, Papa now anoints me. Anoint me, pour the oil on me for excellence. And you are not placing a demand on your academics in the place of study. You are not placing a demand on yourself in the place of diligence. I tell you, the anointing, the prayer will become useless. It will not work. Because you have to pay certain prices, which is you must study, which is you must be diligent, which is you must focus, which is you must be disciplined in order for you to bring those things that have been prophesied into your life to fruitfulness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want us to understand this very well, that you don't wait for prophecy to be fulfilled. You engage prophecy in the spiritual realm. You engage prophecy. Turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. You engage prophecy. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before on thee, that is prophecy that has been prophesied unto thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. What the scripture is saying there is this: Timothy, look, even though prophecy has gone ahead, you need to wage a good warfare, that by them, that is by the reason of those prophecy, that by the reason of those prophecy, you need to engage. You use the prophetic that has been prophesied into your life to engage in the spiritual. For example, somebody has declared, a servant of God has declared that this month is going to be our month of new realm and new and what? Higher height. Now you engage that prophetic declaration in the spiritual, in the place of prayer. You engage it. You bat it. You bring forth the expression of that particular thing in your life, in the place of prayer. How do you do that? Father, according to your word, I must excel. I must go to higher heights. I must move to a new realm. I decree new realm. You begin to call it forth in the place of prayer. You don't say, Papa has prophesied. It's my month of higher height, higher realm. Because of that, you fold your hand. Nothing will happen. Hello? So you have to engage. And that's what we'll be doing in the next few days. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is with those prophecies that you war good warfare. You war what? Good warfare. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. The Bible says, be ye not mocked. Be ye not deceived. Be ye not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall reap also. That he shall also reap. Don't be deceived. Don't let any man cajole you. You cannot sow laziness and want to harvest hard work. No, Papa said something some time ago. Said, we cannot be doing different things and you want us to have the same results. Can't be doing different things and you expect the same result. Some people will be envy some people. While the person is burning the night candle, the other person is burning the snoring candle. The other person is snoring. And when the result comes out, this person is on A+. This one is on D-. And you are not envious. You are not envious. You cannot be, we can't be doing different things and we expect the same result. It's not possible. It's not possible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we must engage prayer. Say, I will engage prayer in this new month for me to assess every prophetic blessings in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 24. And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Let's continue. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think I'd rather suspend the media tonight. You are distracting me too much. I read from here. I'm reading New King James Version, please. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Verse 26, but when the grain has sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appear. So the servant of the owner came and said unto his sir, did we not sow good seed in your field? How then it is we have tares? And he said this. He said unto them, an enemy has done this. Can you see that? Men, we always seek bad. Enemy, we always seek bad. And that is why you must watch and pray. It's not yet time to sleep. It's not yet time to slumber. No. Let's look at Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21 verse 13. Matthew 21 verse 13. I read. Praise the Lord. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. So we need to understand that the enemy is not relenting. We must also not close our eyes and fold our hands. I said it sometimes ago, that the attacking side is always the winning side. The attacking side is always, most of the time, the winning side. If you continually be on the defensive, one day they will break your defense. And that is why we must be hope. We must be hope in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. I know what you are thinking. My brother, I know what you are thinking. Eh? If I say something, you will not watch that much. Eh? Your TV will just refuse to work. Mercy for you in Jesus' name. You will watch it and enjoy it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. While we're teaching the Bible, he's thinking about the match he wants to watch. I can see your mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, the place of prayer is not the place of football. It's not. I'm just using football as an analogy. It's not. It's greater. Praise the Lord. And we need to understand this. We need to know that God wants us to engage ourselves, engage the spiritual in the place of intense prayer. Intense prayer. Fervent prayer. Effectual prayer. Availeth much. James chapter 5, 17. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elisha was a man subject to like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it rain not, and it rained not on the head by the space of 3.5 years. Verse 18. And he prayed again, and heaven rained, and the head brought forth fruit. Can you see that? Somebody prayed, and rain ceased. And he prayed again. Rain started coming. In other words, this man controlled the element of nature. By geography, we said it is by precipitation, by evaporation, and condensation that brings rain. This man canceled all those laws in the place of prayers. And he reestablished those laws in the place of prayers after 3.5 years. You will cancel every obstacle, every evil pronouncement of the enemy against your destiny in the place of prayer this month in the name of Jesus. And you will establish order. You will establish order. I say you will establish order. You will establish success. You will establish victory in the name of Jesus. Prayer is real work. Many of us know that when you pray very well, you get tired. Hallelujah. You get tired actually in the physical, but you get energized and empowered in the spiritual. Talking to someone because of the week, I don't know if it was yesterday or so, and he said, yes, it was yesterday morning. He said, sometimes when you pray, this place begins to pain you. You start feeling it. You know that you have prayed. But you know what? As this is paining you, you are stronger in the spiritual realm. And he said something. He said, when you pray, if I love this part of our discussion, I love the part. He said, you will pray to a point that you become charged. And when you are charged, he said, you will be praying and you will not know that you are praying. You see, when you charge yourself, how many of you have seen dogs that have really charged? They are charged. When you charge yourself, you are like a lion that is ready to devour the prey. You are charged. You charge yourself in the place of prayer. You get to the point that you charge up. You charge up spiritually. You become a terror to the enemy. And that is when you begin to make those prophecies to come to pass. You begin to establish them. You begin to establish. You begin to decree and they begin to be established. You begin to establish, and that shall be your portion this month in the name of Jesus. In the place of prayer, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. What that means is, don't segregate your prayers. Don't sectionalize your prayers. Don't categorize your prayer. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, By what? Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:6. By prayer and supplication, be careful for nothing. Don't start thinking of something. Don't be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Don't let anxiety take over you. But in what? In everything. But in what? But in what? By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And I tell you, as you do this, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. That leads us to number two. What we need to do to assess power is called fasting. Fasting. And that's what we are doing. Fasted today. Praise the Lord. And we are fasting tomorrow as well. Fasting is a major tool that launches a man into new realms and higher heights. Fasting is essential and not optional. Fasting is essential. It's not optional. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6 verse 17. Something happened there. And Jesus Christ told the disciples, "But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face." That is, when you fast, don't appear to men as if you are fasting, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall do what? Shall do what? Shall do what? In other words, your fasting carries reward. As we are going. Hello? Your fasting carries what? Reward. Your fasting carries reward. So when you are fasting, don't start fasting, and because you are fasting, you are now looking sorrowful. Be joyful, be glad. Your fasting carries a great reward. A great reward. Praise the Lord. There is a limit to the new realm and higher height a person can attain without joining it in fasting. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. How be it? This kind goeth not out except by what? Prayer and what? Prayer and what? Some things will not just respond until you give it fire. How many of us know that there are some food that you cannot cook with ordinary fire? You don't know. Huh? There are some food that you cannot just, if you want to cook it, you have to get correct burner to burn very well. If not, you will be on it for hours. You can't tell me that it takes the same time for you to cook indomie. That is the same time you used to cook beans. Is it the same time? It's not the same. It's not the same. There's one beans in those days that they used to cook for us. I don't know the English name, but in my place we call it Otili. How many of you have eaten it before? Aha. Uh-huh. There's another one they call Feregede. How many of us know that one? Only people from my age. Hallelujah. And from the villages. People from villages like us. Praise the Lord. Anybody raising their hand is from village. If you are raising your hand, you are from a village. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, those beans, you can't cook them with ordinary, normal cooking. You cook and cook and cook and cook and we'll cook overnight. Yes. How many of us know how to cook those things? Am I communicating? Is it not overnight? Mommy will be waking up to turn the water and to put fresh water. Just to eat beans. Certain beans like that. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, this is where I'm going. Now, I don't need to do that. Because something now has been added. How be it, this kind can be cooked with fire and pressure pot. Hallelujah. When you get your pressure pot, you put the beans. 6 hours beans is done in 60 minutes. That is what fasting does. When you are praying, cooking for 6 hours, the thing refuses to get soft. Hard fasting to it. That's the pressure pot. It brings it down. It will cook and break. We used to say OT4. And break very well. When you put it in your mouth, you just press and you will enjoy the sweetness. And that's how you will enjoy the sweetness that is embedded in this month in the name of Jesus. You know those days? Mothers will cook and cook. But now you don't have to. You don't have to. That is prayer. Now you join it with what? With fasting. And when your fast comes into it, it brings everything down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God recognized fasting. And God wants us to do what? Fast. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. He said, is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of the wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke. That is what fasting does. Breaks yoke. Breaks every yoke. Every bands of wickedness are broken. Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, was a man given to fasting. Luke chapter 4 verse 12 talks about that. Luke chapter 4 verse 1 to 2. He fasted. He fasted. The Bible says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned up from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Verse 2. And being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat what? He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. So man of fast. So if fasting is not important, Jesus will not go fasting before he launched fully into his ministry. He won't go fasting. He won't go fasting. If the Son of God can fast, how much you and I? How many of you notice that when you fast, you pray more? How come when you are fasting, you get more energy to pray? How more? How come? Scientifically, you are losing glucose, but yet you can pray more. Why? Because as you are losing the physical glucose, you are getting the spiritual glucose. And you are getting energy to pray more. To pray more. Your prayer is now more focused. It's more focused. It's more direct. And it's more potent. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible said David, King David, was a busy man. He was a king. Yet he's a man that is given to fasting. Just giving us examples. People that fasted. Jesus is number one. David said in Psalm 109 verse 24, say, my knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. That is, I became lean. But this same man was conquering. Hallelujah. He was weak in the knee, yet he was going to battle and he was conquering. He was lean in the flesh, yet he was conquering from battle to battle. And that is how you will be conquering in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we need to know that we assess power for realms. Power for realms. In the place of prayer and fasting. And as you fast in these 3 days, I see God. Something is happening there. Hallelujah. The anointing is flowing. I see God visiting you in the name of Jesus. I said God is visiting you in the name of Jesus. I see God launching you to a new realm, a new experience in the spiritual in the name of Jesus. Quickly, profitable approach to fasting. Number one, our purpose must be clearly defined. The purpose of your fasting must be clearly defined. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your purpose must be clearly defined. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your purpose of fasting must be clearly defined. You must clearly define your purpose of fasting. Reason why you are fasting must be clearly defined. But you don't just fast anyhow. No. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people what? The people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Jehoshaphat fasted to secure victory over a great company that rose up against him. And as you fast, you will secure victory in the name of Jesus. In the book of Chronicles chapter 20, if you read through from verse 5 downward, the Bible said, the Monsiah children, Hammon and the Moabite gathered against them. But they fasted and they prayed. And God gave them the strategy. God will give you a strategy for victory in the name of Jesus. And they got victory that they did not fought for. They never fought. They didn't throw one javelin. Nor use one spear, nor shoot one arrow, and yet they gathered for 3 days more than they could carry. In this new month, you will gather blessings more than you can carry in the name of Jesus. Number two, we must engage our heart to seek God. Engage your heart to seek God in this new month. Say, Father, I want to seek your face. Determine within your heart that you are seeking God. Determine completely that you are doing what? That you are seeking God. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 1. The preparation of the heart belongeth to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. When you prepare, the Lord will answer you. I said, when you prepare, the Lord will answer you. And I see God answering someone in this new month in the name of Jesus. I said, I see God answering someone in this new month in the name of Jesus. I see God answering you in this new month in the name of Jesus. Number three, we must confess and forsake our sin. Confess and forsake your sin totally. Sin is like a neutralizer. Sin neutralizes. Sin is like a neutralizer of prayers. When, you know, and this is how it neutralizes prayer. It's not that sin weakens the hand of God. Sin cannot weaken the hand of God. God is too holy to behold your sin. But this is how sin neutralizes prayer. John, come. Ibukun, come. Yeah, good. I'm going to demonstrate to us how sin neutralizes prayer. This is John. He will not be a sin in Jesus' name. Ibukun is praying. I'm here. I'm God sent to answer his prayer. As he's praying, sin is doing what? Start coming. Try to come. Sin does what? He's preventing. He's trying. In fact, he's pushing. Yet, sin is pushing back. He's pushing. And I'm ready to give him. I want to give him the microphone. He's making... You are not behaving as if you want the microphone. You are not behaving as if you want it. You must behave. Be eager. Be tenacious. Push for it. Ask for it. Push for it. Yet sin is preventing. God bless you, brothers. You see, that is what sin does. As you are pushing in the place of prayer, if you are in sin, sin resists. It resists. Resist the prayer. Resist. Bible says your sin has become what? A block between you and God. The hand of God is not too short. Neither is his ear blocked that he cannot hear. But your sin has become what? A stumbling. So it neutralizes prayer. And that is why tonight we are going to be praying that God will cleanse us from every form of iniquity. Every form of iniquity. Every form of iniquity. You know, there are some sins we don't count as sins. For example, husband, you go to the pocket of your wife or her purse and you saw new 1,000 naira note. Then you took 10 and you gave her back 7. Then she beats my money. I'm the one that gave her in the first place. You have given it. It may not even be your money. You go and pick. Oh, a woman, you want to wash your husband's clothes. Then you are washing the clothes and you see something inside. And you did not tell him. You said, I'm just going to... He's wrong. I didn't know this until I went somewhere. I went somewhere and a pastor preached it and established it from the scripture. I don't want to bore you. That was when I knew that these things were real. As a child, your parents said, go to Pastor Ebenezer's International School. Register and do a course that will improve you in the place of prayer. Because Pastor Bidiza is a specialist in prayer. Now, the fee is 5,000. But when you pay the fee, you get some other benefits that you don't need to pay for. And having collected the money to pay for the fee, you have also collected the money for those other benefits. And you have paid the fee, then you realize it, that they say, once you pay the fee, it covers accommodation, covers feeding, covers the, that you pocket that one. Mommy, in fact, all of my blessing, see? It's not only fornication, adultery, lying, or pride. No. There are some other little things that the devil uses to take away people's prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Every unrighteousness is a sin. And I pray that God will give us power and victory over unrighteousness in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.